Blessed be the name of the Lord. I greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are welcome to today's devotion. May the Lord God Almighty bless you for your dedication and commitment towards the Word of God. So we are continuing the sharing. For today, we are going to look at the subject, Be Sober-Minded. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We can read from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8 to verse 9. The Bible reads, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Praise be to God. So, we have been cautioned by the scriptures that there is an enemy who is walking about as a roaring lion looking for somebody that he can devour. Therefore, we have been advised to be sober and to be vigilant. So, when we look at the word sober, this word means the presence of soundness of thought, meaning we are supposed to have a sound mind. So, we are in the last days. There's all sorts of corruption in the world, all sorts of evil that is going on in the world. There's confusion everywhere. Therefore, we need to be sober-minded. We can as well read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. The Bible reads, See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Praise the Lord. So we are further told here, we need to walk carefully and we need to walk as wise and not as fools. And we are supposed to redeem the time because the days that we're living in, these are evil days. Praise the Lord. So now, how are we going to walk in soberness? So the Bible tells us that we should watch and pray so that we should not fall into temptation. And the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2 tells us that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And in Philippians, we are told that let the same mind that was in the Lord Jesus be in us. So we need to have the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. And what was that mind which was in the Lord Jesus Christ? We see from the scriptures, we are told by the Bible that the Son can do nothing except that which he sees the Father doing, meaning he was led by the Father. And for us, we are told that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. So we have to be led by the Spirit of God. Praise be to God. And we are told in the scriptures that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and sound mind. So we are required to have a sound mind, even though we are living in this corrupt world. Praise be to God. Praise the Lord. And the book of Titus tells us that for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That one, we can find it in the book of Titus chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are in the last days. We need to deny ungodliness. We need to deny worldly lusts. And we need to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So we thank God by his grace, though we're living in the last days, which is full of corruption. He sent us a prophet to come and take us back to the word of God, because we were lost from the word of God. So God raised up a prophet in these last days, as we see from the book of Malachi, chapter 4, from verse 5 and verse 6, where the Bible tells us that God shall send Elijah the prophet before the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. So we see in the scriptures that the first portion of turning the heart of the fathers to the children was fulfilled by John the Baptist. Then as we're in the last days, we fell from the word, we are lost from the apostolic father's faith. So we needed a messenger to take us back to the apostolic father's faith. Hence the Lord raised up the man William Marion Branham, who came with the spirit of Elijah to take us back to the apostolic father's faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I emphasized in his messages to say, let's go back to the word. Let's go back to the absolute. Let's go back to the original. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we need to be sober to grasp the purpose of God sending the prophet to this age. Praise be to God. Because this is an age where we find there are also other people who are not sober. And somebody who is not sober is somebody that is intoxicated with intoxicating substances, and the other people have been confused by the enemy. They cannot grasp the purpose of God sending the prophet to our time. So just like the children of Israel, when God sent them Moses the prophet to go and deliver them from Egypt, the book of Exodus tells us that a mixed multitude accompanied them. So there was that confusion. We see in the wilderness, there were those murmurings, and not everyone managed to enter into the promised land. So even in the message of the prophet, the message of William Branham, there were people who are confused, who came as a mixed multitude, coming from denominations, coming from the whole mother of harlot, with the minds which were not sober. So others, they believe that the Lord, that William Branham is the Lord Jesus Christ. Others started baptizing in the name of William Branham, which is adding confusion to the message. But we are required to be sober. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 tells us, that study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that shall not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we need to study the word of God. We need to be sober. We need to have the revelation. We need to have the vision. As the Bible says, where there is no revelation, people perish. Praise be to God. And we see Moses was encouraging Joshua to say, let this book of the law not depart from thy mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night, and you shall observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. And we see David as well. In the book of Psalms 119, verse 11, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I cannot sin. In verse 105, he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and is a light unto my path. Indeed, we need the lamp in this hour that we are living in, and that will only be the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we've got to be established in the present truth as people who are wise. Just like Matthew 7 tells us, there was a wise man who built his foundation on the rock. Then there was a foolish man who built his foundation on the sand. Then when the rains came, when those winds came, they blew, the one who had his house built on the foundation of the rock, the house was able to stand. But the one who was foolish, who built his house on the sand, his house would not stand because the foundation was not strong. So the house was destroyed. There was a great fall. So even us, we need to be founded on the word of God, so that we are able to withstand the storms that come in these last days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That the same mind which was in the Lord Jesus Christ should be in us. What was the mind that was in the Lord Jesus? Jesus loved the word. He studied the word of God. When he went to fast 40 days and 40 nights, the enemy followed him. And he says, if you are a son of God, turn these stones into bread. Jesus stood by standing on the word of God. He knew the scriptures so well. He quoted from the scriptures and he answered the enemy. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, and he continued quoting the scriptures, and he overcame the enemy. So we need that spirit of studying the word of God, keeping the word of God in our heart, so that we can overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord richly bless you. Shalom, shalom. Amen.